In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So it seems we're entering the time where we get all the best readings. But it's rather important. You know, the last few weeks you've heard me talk about the armor of God and our duty and responsibility as Christians to community and everything else. It was interesting, this past week in Bible study, one of the members of that particular Bible study made the comment after hearing about my interaction with Steve last week, but how do we actually enter into the world and be in the world but not of it? We see some things here that allow us to do such a thing. You know, last week we talked about what our priorities are. God first, family second, job third. What that means is when we interact with people outside of the church, are we obedient to what the world says, or are we obedient to what God says? One way in which we can see that, and I know it's a little early for Christmas stories, but Ebenezer Scrooge was the epitome of what the world sees. You remember the scene where you've got these people that are going from place to place around Christmas time collecting for the poor. And they come into Scrooge's house and they ask him, "Are you willing to give anything to the poor?" And he says, "Are there not debtors' prisons? Are there not places where they can repay their debt to society?" The response is, "Oh no, sir, those places still exist, but many would rather die than go there." And his response is a very worldly response. If they would rather die than go there, then let them do it and reduce the surplus population. What does it look like to be in the world and not of the world? It's a very different response. It's compassion on those that we see as less fortunate. It's the desire to help. Our very own Sue Taylor, actually this week, has done what would be considered a corporal act of mercy. She was at the vet and ran into another person whose cat was dying of cancer. The woman was very upset, obviously, and could not go in to be with her beloved pet as it was put down. Sue, never having met this person before, asks her if she would like her to go in her place so that somebody was there with her pet. That's compassion. That's being in the world but not of it. That's showing someone very different things than what the world shows. Likewise, you have earlier this year a rather extreme case of the same situation. Does everybody remember earlier in the year we had the 21 martyrs of Egypt? Okay. Did you know that when they walked out on that beach, there was only 20 Christians? There was a man that was not a Christian before he set foot on that beach. But he had spent time with his Christian captors, the people that he was captured with. And they explained the gospel to him. They explained their faith to him. He walked out on that beach, a non-believer, and saw the other 20 people lose their head. And when they got to him and they asked him, that man, just like the other 20, died with the name of Christ on his lips. Those 20 people that went before him were in the world, not of it. They had something else to rely on. They had something else to believe in. Now, this doesn't mean that we are always going to be able to help people like Steve. It doesn't mean that we always possess the capabilities or even the knowledge or the courage to do so. That's not really the point. The point is, or are you willing to be uncomfortable? Are you willing to share what you've been given? Are you willing to step out in faith and risk much? Because who risks much will be given much. Or are you one of the people that needs to sit there and cut off their hand or pluck out their eye to be guaranteed entrance into heaven? Now, Christ doesn't go through and actually tell us, well, yeah, this is absolutely what you need to do. This is not a literal thing. This is something to call us to what we're looking at. This is an extreme form. And it would still be better to do the extreme form than the alternative. But the point is, we keep our salt. We won't always be triumphant. We won't always be able to talk to people like Steve. We won't always be able to go to all the needy in the world. We cannot solve every problem. But we can be part of the solution. And when we fail, it's not the end. And we will fail. You heard me last week. I failed. I walked past Steve. I've walked past countless others. What does James say? Confess your sins to one another and they will be forgiven. They're not held against us any longer. That should give us courage to go to the weakest and most hurting members of our society. That should give us courage to actually speak into the world what it needs and give us the ability to stand before those that wish us harm and profess the gospel. Because as we heard in the gospel today, one that does power in my name cannot soon speak ill of me. Did you also know that when those 21 martyrs died, there was a number of people in the camp of ISIS that came to Christ and left? They came to Christ and left. They walked away from everything they had known and everything they had believed. They risked much. They risked their very lives. And they can no longer speak ill of Christ. May we have the courage to do the same. Amen.